here's the best investment. I have never, by the way, on this program over the last few years, been a big gold bug. I've been more of a fan of silver,
mm-hmm.
And have told people there were ways to make much more money in the stock market the way it was playing. So if gold is going to 525 by January of 06, a couple of things you can do. You can buy the Swiss franc, which is, and by the way, you have some excellent gold funds that you advertise on your show, which are fantastic. I've used some of them myself. The Swiss franc is directly monetized and is completely backed by gold. There is what's known as the Swiss Helvetica, which is a gold coin that's sold at 0.1867 troy ounces, and it's only sold 8% over melt price, and it's an actual classic Swiss coin. That's sold by a company called Stanford Coins and Bullion. I'm going to have a bunch of information about them in the newsletter. A 5-cent move on the Swiss franc would represent, if you play the arbitrage markets, a 500% profit, as profits and losses in the currency markets are multiplied by almost 100. So if by hook or by crook, and this is another interesting thing, here's not a psychic prediction, but something these Pentagon guys told me. They told me two things, the first of which was wrong. We'll see what the second thing was. The first one, they said the fix was in with what was going on with France joining the EU, and that the French would pass the European Constitution. Well, that didn't happen. And I think it didn't happen because it wasn't close enough for them to be able to sort of jury-rig the election, if you will. But now France is going to be blackmailed. One of the biggest things about oil is that they have a plan. There's four major companies right now that want to privatize all the oil coming out of Iraq. And if they privatize that oil, the goal is to basically just turn the spigot off to France to punish them for not joining the EU, for having a moderate view on the Middle East, and for not getting involved in the war, which is another way, a club that's going to be used against France for them to sign the EU Constitution.
Interesting.
Historically speaking, the Europeans hate each other's guts. They do not get along, and historically speaking, the European Union should crumble and fall apart. However, market forces that are driving the cohesion means that if they pass the European Constitution, if they actually club France and most of the Netherlands into doing this, then the potential gains of the EU, the euro, going up against the dollar, could be a profit of 10,000% or more within 6 months of the ratification of that treaty.
10,000%?
10,000% profit potential. Remember, when you're dealing in monetary stuff, a minor flux in currencies, a 5-cent flux one way or another would be a 500% profit when you're actually dealing with certain types of currencies.
So you're saying if you put 10 grand into something,
right,
which you're going to lend me 9,000.
Of course.
But if you put $10,000 into something and you had a 10,000% increase,
yeah,
you're talking about millions.
It's crazy, yeah. And the U.S., and once again, this is if you play the euro markets. Now, I can tell you also, the second thing that these military guys told me was that the euro was going to go to $2, two U.S. dollars against the U.S. dollar. It's floating at about between 125 and about 130 right now. But if that, in fact, happens by the fall, as they have projected, that the euro goes to two U.S. dollars, then, again, by investing in euros versus dollars and getting your money out of dollars now because of...
Well, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have done that, too.
Yes, and Gates has invested in a couple of really interesting minor stocks that I'm going
Isn't
to...
Isn't, though, it seems to me, though, Sean, if you do that, it's unpatriotic. Isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure.
I mean, it's on one sense you're talking about smart business. You
yeah.
want to make money.
Right.
On the other hand, to me, if you take your money out of dollars and put it somewhere else, to me, it sounds almost unpatriotic.
I don't know what to say about that. I'm just saying from the financial standpoint of people that are ready for what's going to happen, what is going to occur is that within 18 months you will see a massive change in the economic system of the United States. And what is going to happen is going to be, and I have seen this with my own eyes. I went to Amsterdam about 3 months ago on a business trip, and I was taken into a vault, and I saw cases of these new hundreds and $100 bills that are going to be used as part of a two-tiered monetary currency system where the U.S. is actually going to print, well, they've already printed, there's about $60 billion worldwide that's being stored in Amsterdam, Berlin, France, New York, specifically New Jersey, and this is going to be a money system where when they create a two-tiered money system, specifically, this two-tiered money system is going to be that if you have an offshore account and you take money out of the United States, that money now has to be changed into a different currency that the government has printed called redbacks. And these red-backed currency notes, which, as I said, I saw cases of them in Amsterdam getting ready to go in.
When you say you saw them for real?
I saw them for real. They opened up a case and said, here they are.
You didn't remote view this?
No, I went. I was a Amsterdam banker, walked me into a vault and said, these are sitting here. They're the property of the Federal Reserve, and they're going to be used when they hyperinflate the currency later this year.
Interesting.
And I thought, well, that's
another prediction.
I'm sorry?
That's another prediction.
Well, it's not so much a prediction. It's something that I've been saying that 2005, and once again, this is the difference between years ago, my making these predictions for this period of time, to my doing the due diligence and doing the investigative reporting to be able to get into something and understand how it's going to work, and then looking at all the facts that then back up that prediction, which is what I call just good investigation. The aspect of this is, with the two-tiered money system, the hyperinflation, within 18 months, the USA changes into this economic fascist state. There's going to be a script that's only going to be usable inside the USA. Offshore accounts are going to have to be redeemed in this script if they want to bring it back into the country.
Of us don't have offshore accounts.
Well,
anyway.
I'm saying that for people that do, and there's a lot of very, very wealthy people that subscribe to my newsletter and also listen to your show.
You
cut yourself short.
Do you have an offshore account?
There's a lot of people. I do, yes.
You do?
Huh?
See, I don't know if I could trust having my money in one of these things.
Well, it depends on where you do it and depends on how it works. Let me get to the rest of these here. So, China launders money through the Panama Canal. All right, we talked about gold.
Sounds like you're squirming on that.
We talked about... I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
No, I'm just babbling.
We talked about oil, okay, at $65 to $70 a barrel, all right? If that continues at this rate, which I believe it is...
What is it? 61 now, I guess, right?
Right. Remember when we were talking and I was telling you it was going to go to 50 and you're like, oh, I don't think it'll go that high.
I don't think I said that exactly, but I did have my doubts in you.
The Bilderbergers met. These are the group of the wealthiest people in the world who all meet at this hotel, and they decided that they could get away with oil at $150 a barrel by some point next year. When the wealthiest people in the world say this, people should start listening. If that means that with oil, if oil stays at this rate now, which I believe it will, $65 to $70 a barrel in oil means that Canadian dollars are going to soar through the roof because there's huge oil reserves in Canada, specifically in Western Canada around Calgary, that are very, very difficult to get at. And all of these oil reserves now will mean that Art Laffer, who was a professor and friend of mine at USC, the Laffer curve and all this, Art was the one who said, well, it's going to go back down to $25 a barrel because it's going to be supply and demand. I disagree, but at the same time, all this oil that's going to be hard to get is going to start coming out of the ground around Calgary, around Alberta, around these areas. The Canadian dollar is going to soar because of that, because they have these huge oil reserves that are kind of hard to get.